You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Welcome to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 16th day of December in the year of our Lord, 2017. While we don't have any callers waiting, I'd like to mention to you guys, you might want to drop by ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Tons of great information there, lots of free downloads. This is a reference site. It's not an entertainment site. Take a look. I think you'll be impressed, really. On the site, you will find one of the things, one of our proprietary products, which is subscriptions to the newsletter or email list, whatever you want to call it. We call it the alerts list. This is where John Moore and I put out the information that we think could potentially have a significant influence on your life. You won't see the stuff there that is covered by CNN or Fox. This is stuff that I have found or more has gotten from his sources. Click on the top left link, or the link on the top left. I'm sorry, it's red. It says alerts. You can read everything about it. You may or may not be interested. Completely up to you, folks. Also, you can order our Survival Library flash drives there on the site. There's a picture of a flash drive on the top right of every page of ruralsurvival.info. Click on that. You can learn everything about it. See the index. Over 1,570 documents on one little flash drive. And these documents can be anywhere from one or two pages on canning to 300 pages on what to do when there's no doctor around or no dentist. I mean, it's just an incredible amount of information there. So that's the main things I wanted to get out. Also, if you can afford it, go to republicbroadcasting.org. There is a donate link on the top right of every page, up towards the very top. RBN could definitely use your support. If you like the shows you hear on RBN, this is a way you can support them and make sure RBN keeps going into the new year. Okay, well, Lori, originally I thought we were going to be on the air next Saturday, based on what I was told by the crew during the week, or two or three weeks ago, but Sam has just told us that everything's going to be recorded next week, so we'll try to pick out a show that was fairly popular and have them play that one next week. But anyway, I guess before we get any more callers, we ought to take this time to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and everything. Lori, why don't you handle that?
Oh, definitely. That's the reason Sam and the other guys at the radio station won't be there. It is Christmas weekend.
Well, that's okay. They deserve a break, too.
It's a great job. So if you do call in, you know, tell them hi, tell them thanks, and Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas to everybody else. Since we won't have a show next weekend, I'll say it now. I hope that you all have a wonderful Christmas with your loved ones, family and friends, and that everything goes smoothly and safely. Also, I know that people heard Rick earlier. He mentioned our anniversary. Our anniversary is actually Monday, the 18th. We'll be married 37 years. So happy anniversary, dear.
Well, thank you, and happy anniversary to you, too. You know, to me, it doesn't seem like it's been 37 years. Wow.
Well, until you look at our kids and your grandkids, and then you wonder, hey, where'd the years go?
Mm-hmm.
Thing to do.
That's for sure. Well, let me see. Our forecast for Christmas says 36 degrees for a high, 20 degrees for a low, and partly sunny. Hey, and a chance for snow on Christmas morning, a 25% chance of snow.
Wow. I have my white Christmas. Cool.
You
but
might.
Then again, it's a week till Christmas. It'll change before then, I know.
Yeah, positively it'll change.
Just want to remind everybody to make sure that if you have a fireplace, that it's been cleaned out, you know. Don't want to use it until it has been, because, you know, the fire hazards, catching a chimney fire and all, bring your house down.
Yeah, flame fires are not fun.
No, they're not, and they would not make your holiday, trust me.
You know, Lori, I'm going to throw out a hint to people right now. And you were a firefighter. You can verify this. With flue fires, the most dangerous part of it is that cover that people, that rain cover that people have over their chimney. It won't let the heat go out and up. Instead, it puts it to the sides, which catches the roof on fire. So if you do wind up with a flue fire, one of the first things to do is knock that cover off. Let that heat and the sparks and the jet engine sound go straight up instead of off to the sides.
True.
Yeah, but we've had them here, and that really is the first thing to do, is knock that cover off. And that was mainly in years when we used the fireplace a lot. We do clean it every fall or spring after we don't need a fire. You know, we got the chimney brush. Daniel gets up there on the roof, and I get in the fireplace, so we pull that brush back and forth, and you wouldn't believe all the creosote that we get out of that chimney.
True. Well, it's good to use the brush on it to make sure it's clean, and if you don't have a brush or you don't have a person who can get up on the roof to help you with this, there are chimney sweeps. You just have to look them up and, you know, call and see how much they cost. I really don't know how much they are, but it's
me
an
neither.
Option. Also, after you've had it, you know, cleaned out really good, it wouldn't hurt to buy the creosote logs like Walmart sells. You just put the whole log in your fireplace area, light the paper, and let it burn. That's just going to help loosen the creosote that's up there in your pipes in your chimney and help it break loose so it falls and, you know, less chance of a fire. So.
Well, the ideal thing is to use that first to loosen up the creosote and then use the brush on it. That's really the way to do it.
Yeah, you could. Just keep in mind that this creosote log is going to burn for like 2 to 3 hours. So,
yeah.
You know, before you burn anything else. So you're just burning this log by itself.
Right.
You know, so just, like I said, beware and... I heard somewhere, you know, that at one time or another, someone had actually tried cooking like a turkey in their fireplace. That's not a good idea.
Yeah, it must have had an awful big fireplace, is all I can say.
Well, yeah, but if you get to moving it around and you spill the juices from it and all, that just, you know, creates a bigger fire in your fireplace, and it's not really the safest thing to do. So, I mean, if you're going to put it on your barbecue grill or something out back, or in your green egg or something, as long as it's not in the fireplace, you know, you're good.
Yeah, that could make a mess. I don't think I'd even consider trying that.
Right.
Or then again, you got 1,500 people a year that burn down their houses by cooking their turkeys close to the house or the building in a deep fat fryer. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess people don't always think.
No, not always, you know. But, you know, some people have turkey for Thanksgiving and then again for Christmas. Where in our house, we've always done turkey for Thanksgiving and a ham for Christmas. So we'll have a Christmas ham. It's not a goose,
okay.
But we're going with a ham this year.
Cool. I
like it all.
I know. You just have to be careful how much you eat. I know it's tempting for those of you who are diabetic out there to just want to dig in and pig out, as the phrase goes. But please, watch what you're eating and keep an eye on your sugar. We don't want anyone rushed to the emergency room due to really high sugar levels.
Well, I know I'm in trouble when I use my blood testing thing and it says error instead of a number.
Yes, but then you do like to eat things you shouldn't be eating.
That's true, but I take it easy now.
I did want to go over something while we're still here on the air. You know, we talk about gardening and all a lot. And people also like to have natural ways to help with their garden. So this is some tips, and this is having to do with essential oils, which you can buy just about anywhere anymore. But
well, doTERRA is the best.
Yes, and this is having to do with doTERRAs. Let's see. These are just gardening tips. To keep out your insects and pests, you can use peppermint or thyme or clover oil. These are excellent natural repellents, and all you do is you're putting like 10 to 12 drops in a 16 to 20 ounce bottle of water in a spray bottle, and then you can spray it on your garden, and this will help repel insects.
Wow.
Let's see. You can also keep your plants healthy by using Melusina. It's Melaleuca. It's great at stopping threats.
Melaleuca?
Yes, and it's great at stopping threats to your plants, health in your garden. And
right.
Again,
you know that tea tree oil and Melaleuca oil are the same thing, right?
No, I didn't, but now I do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, these are combined in a spray bottle that's approximately 16 to 20 ounces, and you're going to put anywhere from 10 to 12 drops in the water before you spray your plants with it. And for those of you who are wanting to know how you can attract more bees and butterflies, you can use the essential oils to do that, too. Not only repelling insects using the oils, but you can also attract insects to help pollinate, like lavender.
That makes sense.
Marjoram, basil, sage, rosemary. Those are great for bees. You can also use lavender and fennel and sage helicythium, and these are actually natural oils that attract butterflies of all kinds, including the monarch butterflies that our listener was asking about. And like I said, again, this is 10 to 12 drops of the oil in a 16 to 20 ounce bottle of water in a spray bottle, and you just spray it on your plants, and the smells actually attract these insects that pollinate. You can also use, if you get your garden growing during the summer, spring, and you've got snails or slugs in your garden, and they're really wreaking havoc on your garden, you can always take a cedar wood mix and put it in the spray bottle with the oil. I mean, the oil with the water, and spray your plants are there that way, and it will help take care of the snails and slugs. But I would suggest if you're going to use these oils that you might want to get several different spray bottles that are anywhere from 16 to 20 ounces, and you might want to put a label on the outside so you know which oil that you're using in that bottle. That way you can reuse it for that oil to help with your plant.
Right.
As some people have asked about maybe the maintenance tip, like for your yard, okay? Here's a mix that you could try. It's, of course, using the essential oils again to tune up your lawn. You can use 12 drops of citrus oil, the essential oils, 4 tablespoons of white vinegar, and a 6 to 20 ounces of water, and combine that in your spray bottle and then spray it on your lawn. So, you know, like you said, they're great tips. There's another one I want to mention just for those of you that might have been having problems with maybe fungus and stuff growing on your garden or in your lawn. It's a watering tip. It's best to water your lawn early in the morning. That way your yard gets all the water that it needs, but it also has time to dry once the sun comes up. And it also will help you from getting fungus, where if you're watering it in the afternoon or the evenings, it actually
then it
could
stays
promote
wet fungus. For 12 or 14 hours, right?
Right. So, you know, like I said, it's just another tip to help with everything. And if you most, I started finding some of our essential oils, like at Country Mart here. I'm sure Walmart has them throughout somewhere in the stores. If not, then you might just, if you have access to the internet, just go in and look up essential oils, and you'll get a list of companies that sell. And of course, the price.
Yeah, but they're all not created equal, though, Lori. You know.
No, they're not. But the trying.
You're gonna pay for it if you want the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I am completely sold on doTERRA. I've got to get Rural Survival set up where we can take orders for doTERRA. I'm actually technically a dealer.
And I didn't know that, but I do have a book here that has all the doTERRA essential oils listed and what they're really good for. So,
right.
Like you said, these are just some that they mentioned for gardening and for your lawn. So I wanted our listeners to have that information in case they want to do things the natural way instead of using pesticides to get rid of their problems in their garden. These are all natural essential oils, so they're not going to hurt the plants. They're not going to hurt the taste of your food. And, you know, they'll help.
Yep,
so,
they will.
Like I said, that's one thing else I wanted to get out there before I forgot. But, so if anybody's listening, wants to call in, has any more great ideas on what we could use in our gardens or, hey, anything you want to talk about, just give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Hey, call and tell us about your Christmas plans if that's what you'd like to do. Like Tim mentioned earlier, we won't be on next weekend because it is Christmas weekend, and our engineer, Sam, and everyone else at the radio station will be taking the weekend off to enjoy the holiday with their family and loved ones. So you will be listening. If you tune in, you will be listening to a recorded show. And if you take time out of your Christmas weekend to listen to our pre-recorded show, we're going to go ahead and say thank you very much now ahead of time since we won't be able to do it next weekend.
Yeah, and there won't be, you know, since it's going to be pre-recorded next week, I'm not going to make the YouTube cut that I normally do for our shows. There's no reason to. It'll already be there somewhere. So.
Right.
It does take a little bit of work to do those, and I'm not going to do that for a repeat show. And by the way, folks, that is one other thing I'd like you to know. If you miss our show but you want to still hear it, you can go to the archives at RBN, or you can listen to it on YouTube. Just search the Rural Survival Show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a 3-minute break. We will be back. 800-313-9443.
past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website. The patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. Call in number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. If there's anything you'd like to talk about, just give us a shout. Hopefully, here soon, we've got about 30 minutes left on the show. So we'd like to get your thoughts and questions or whatever in before that time. I do want to say thank you to Mary Hatch in Salt Lake City, Utah. She sent us a Christmas card, dear.
Oh, wow.
So thank you, Mary. We appreciate it.
I think that's Marie. Didn't you say Marie Hatch?
Yes, Marie Hatch.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I know who we're talking about. Thank you, Marie. We really appreciate that. So, okay, folks, like Corey said, call in number is 800-313-9443. And in case you didn't already hear, we won't be on the air next week. It'll be a pre-recorded show, or, you know, I'll go through some of them and try to pick out a really good show for you to listen to. Hopefully something at least 8 or 10 months old that you might have forgotten about. But we'll find a good one. Anyway. Holidays are coming up, folks, really quicker than I ever thought possible. It seems like this month has just flown by. You know, all we can do is wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays if you're not necessarily of the Christian persuasion. But, you know, we hope you guys have a good one. We really do. Okay, Lori, anything else you're looking at?
No, not really, hon.
All right. Well, I got a little bit of good news. Apparently, they're going to vote on the tax cuts Tuesday, and that will do away with the Obamacare mandate where everybody's been having to pay a fine to the IRS if they weren't enrolled in Obamacare or had some other, you know, health insurance like you and I do. You know, Trump is doing what he's promised. He's getting a lot of obstruction, especially out of the Senate, but he is doing what he promised he was going to do. When's the last time a politician actually pulled that one off, fulfilling campaign promises? You know, and he, one of his campaign things was for every new regulation that came out, and I'm not talking about laws, I'm talking about regulations like with, you know, the Bureau of Land Management, all those government agencies, HUD, you know, ones like that. He promised to take away two regulations for every new one that went into effect. Well, he's really pulled a good one. The real numbers are for every new regulation, 22 previous regulations are being cut. Not two, but 22. All I can say is, wow, it's about time. And he is actually doing what he promised, and that just blows my mind. You know, he's getting a lot of people upset at him for rocking the boat, but I say good for him. What do you think?
Well, I think it's good. He's slowly but surely keeping all of his campaign promises. I'm not sure if everybody's been paying that close of attention to know it, but he is.
Yeah, he is.
Good time, but he's doing it.
No, the only one that's got me worried right now is something the NRA is supporting, which is this reciprocity bill. In other words, if we got a concealed carry permit here in Missouri like we do, the idea of us having to scramble when we go into Illinois, you know, unloading the pistols and putting them out of reach and putting the ammunition in a separate bag and all that that we do every time we cross the Illinois line, apparently that's going away. The bad part is there's a provision in that bill that's going to take a lot of people's guns away if it goes through the Senate like it's currently written. In other words, people like me that have a diagnosis of PTSD, when the VA puts that information in, I won't be allowed to buy a gun anymore. But we'll see what happens. Am I hearing music, Lori? There it is. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have our bottom of the hour break. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We have just been casually chit-chatting, but we do have a caller on the line, Pat in Texas on line 11. Good morning, Pat. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Let me see. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because this is a bad phone. I won't move. It may be static electricity.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you about how to kill aphids. I don't think you can afford essential oils to kill aphids. I have a big tree, and my neighbor has a dead stump, and in the spring I get aphids, and they drop that honeydew, and then if it's a drought, the leaves fall, and you come in with your leaves stuck on your feet.
Well, I'll tell you, the best way I know, Pat, is to buy ladybugs or ladybug eggs. You can buy them on the Internet. They're not real expensive, but that is the best thing from everything I've read. Now, I've never had problems with aphids, but from everything I've read, that is the most effective way to get rid of them.
Okay. I heard one time that Shackley Basic H soap would do that, and I've used it to kill bugs on. I lived in a very bad garden area one time, and I had bad soil, so they weren't growing. They were just stunted. The tomatoes looked awful. And I went out and I sprayed them with a basic H, one row, and rain come up. And the next day, they started growing like you couldn't believe. And then the others, you know, stunted. So I didn't know if it was the soil that was so bad, as you know, or if they had something on them. But I just thought maybe y'all might have something cheap.
Now, that's the only thing I can think of is the ladybugs. They supposedly eat the aphids.
You buy the eggs, and where do you, I tried different insects like that, like, I guess, praying mantis or whatever eats them, and you let them hatch, you know, but I never did have any, so I just didn't know. Where do you do with the eggs?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. But I know you can buy them from some of these gardening places. I'm sure it comes with instructions. The reason we don't have problems with aphids here is because we are just loaded with ladybugs. In fact, they're almost a pest if they get in the house.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm sitting here at my desk, and I've already pulled three of them off of me. They get crawling on my neck and my arms, and you know, I just pull them off and throw them in the trash can. But, we're just absolutely loaded with them here.
Okay,
of course,
they're
dormant outside now, but the ones that got in the house this spring are hatching out, and they are all over.
Good, I guess. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Hope you have a good Christmas. Okay, Lori, it doesn't look like we have anybody else on the line, but my Skype is messing up a little bit today.
I wanted to remind Pat, she might want to try using the essential oils if she wants. The peppermint, the thyme, and the clove oil, 12 drops of that in the 16 to 20 ounces of water in a spray bottle and spray your plants with that. That may help keep the aphids off. I'm not sure, but it's a repellent, so it might.
Yeah. Well, I know aphids are one of the hardest things to get rid of, especially if you're wanting to go organic. I don't even know. Does 7-Dest work on them, Lori? I mean, I know that's not organic. I was just curious if that'll kill them.
Honestly, Jared, I don't know about the 7-Dest on them.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky on the aphids. We are so loaded with ladybugs here that that's the one of the pests we don't have to worry about. Now, if we could just come up with something natural to get rid of the Japanese beetles that keep us from having any fruit every year, you know, then we'd have something.
True.
But, first of July, they're out there like clockwork every year. I know there's a bacteria we can get to put in the soil, but that stuff just prohibitively expensive for us. It would cost us a couple of thousand dollars a year to use that stuff. Anyway. All right, folks, if you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Now's the time to call in. It seems like inevitably on a lot of shows, we get all the calls in the last 10 minutes, and some people don't get to talk, and that's a bad thing. But anyway, let's see. What else were we talking about, Lori? I forgot. I'm drawing a blank.
Other than just, you know, the holidays coming up, wanting everybody to be safe. If you're driving or flying, might want to remind everybody, if you are taking a concealed weapon or a weapon with you, make sure you check the states that you will be flying into or driving into and out of about the laws on the handguns, especially if you're flying. I know that they have to be in a lockbox and everything. So, like I said, just double check the laws in the states that you're going to be traveling through if you're going with your weapon, and
because a lot of people do travel even during the holidays with their weapons. So make sure you check them out. Right. Don't want anybody spending the night in jail because you didn't stop and look or, you know, check on these things. So just a reminder.
There was a young man that was military here. Oh, it's probably been 3 or 4, maybe even 5 years ago. That I forgot where he was going to and from, but he got stopped in New York State. And this guy was active duty military. And from the state he left, he had all the necessary required permits and all that. But New York State still got him, and I don't know what the final outcome was. The only thing I read is he was arrested and looking at 10 years in prison for doing absolutely nothing other than driving through the state of New York with a weapon. Oh, this stuff's getting ridiculous. You couldn't pay me enough to live in the Northeast. I'll tell you that. There ain't enough money to make me live there. You're right. You know, people need to check the laws. Like, you know, what I do, like when we go to visit our son or go down to visit your sister, the night before, I actually pull up and verify that all the states we're going through are still reciprocal states, you know, and I do it every time just in case the law has changed, and it only takes a few minutes.
This is true. Like I said, it's just a reminder, don't want anybody spending the night in jail or the holiday in jail because you didn't take that extra time to stop and double check. You know, want everybody to enjoy their holidays with their family, so... Just a reminder.
You're absolutely right. You know, the odds of that happening to somebody are quite low, but if it does, it's so drastic that it's worth taking the time to check, definitely.
Right. If you don't have the internet, you know, and you know what state you're going to, you might try calling one of the
Lori, you're breaking up. I can't even hardly hear you over here on my phone.
Okay.
Now we got it. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, guys. Like I said, just make sure that you find out some way or another. It's a week till Christmas, and I know that everybody hasn't left yet, so for those of you who haven't left to be with your loved ones this holiday season, please take a minute or two to check that information if you are going to travel with your weapons so that you arrive to your loved ones safe and sound in one piece and not in jail. So I just wanted to remind everybody of that because of the holiday season coming.
Makes sense to me.
Other than that, I really can't think of anything other than, you know, a lot of times to make sure you're at the airport on time if you're flying, to check in. If you're living in an area where there's been a lot of snow, check for any delays. You know, just little tidbits to remind you about.
Yeah.
And to be safe.
Those are all good things. Those are all good things to remember. Because in that hustle and bustle of trying to get out of the house, I can just imagine a family of, you know, that has small children and 3 or 4 of them trying to get ready to go to grandma's house. And, you know, they forget their winter safety kit and then have car problems. You know, I can just, you know, that to me would be just horrible.
All right. But don't forget now, if you're traveling by car, even if you're traveling by plane, you know, the little electronic devices for the kids to keep them occupied or little books that they can put in a book backpack and, you know, carry on their backs. Just little things for them to keep them occupied. You know, a little box of crayons with a coloring book in it, you know, those kind of things. Just
right.
Keep in mind, they get bored too. So give them something to do while you're waiting for that plane or you're driving down the road. It keeps them occupied and, you know, hopefully they're not sitting in the backseat yelling and screaming at each other and at you. Might make your trip home to your loved ones a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah. I remember when you and I used to make those trips, like when my dad was still alive and we would take go down to Florida from Louisiana or South Carolina, And, yeah, those trips get long and hard on the kids. There's no question about that.
They do. Like I said, kids get bored. Of course, if you've got an infant, most of them, they just kind of sleep basically the whole way there, other than to wake up and have a diaper change or be fed real quick. But as the kids get older, they do get a little antsy being strapped down in the back seat, you know. So, like I said, if you've got a little backpack that they can put their little coloring books in, little packets of crayons, their little tablets if they've got one, little books that they can sit in the back seat and read, you know.
Yeah.
Anything to keep them occupied. Or if you're lucky enough to have one of those little screens that attach that are either built into the vehicle or can just hang on the backs of the front seats to show movies to the kids with headphones, so they can listen to their favorite movie or cartoon or whatever it is, watch it on those, you know, DVD players, then, you know, that helps keep them occupied too.
Electronic babysitter.
Well, on a long trip, in our case, like from here to Florida, that it comes in easy to drive.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's something to keep them occupied until they usually, you know, long trips, they do fall asleep because they get tired of looking out the window or playing on their little card or watching their DVD movies. They do get tired. They take naps and stuff. So, you know, it makes it feel quiet. And especially like us, you know, like I said, we drive. So going through the big cities when there's a lot of detours and traffic and all, the last thing you need is your children back there screaming and yelling at the top of your heads when you need to be paying attention to the road so you can get to your destination safely. So, like I said, just be prepared.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. But like they say, the best laid plans of mice and men, you know, they get bored with the coloring book. They've read the same book three times, you know. Hey, that's part of being a parent.
Right,
all bars are grown.
Well, you know, when we drive, and if we're not in a big city or there's a lot of traffic, you know, because we go through a lot of small towns too from here, from Missouri to Florida, you know, we even sing songs for the kids, you know, interact with each other or play I Spy Something Green or Blue or whatever you might see out the window at the time, you know, or you could see how many license plates you could find from different states, you know, those kind of things. It just occupies them, keeps them engaged. So they're
right.
Not back there.
It does.
So also I want to remind everybody, if you have a live Christmas tree, I hope you're remembering to water it every night so that it doesn't dry out. Don't let your Christmas tree
dry out. The environment that Christmas trees are in serves to dry it out even quicker than if it was outside and cut. I mean, you can take those little, I forgot what they're called, the bowls that the base of the tree sets in and fill them up, and they can literally be dry by the next day if the heat's running and all that, and the low humidity, dry air in your house from the heat, it will dry those trees out, and they will go up just like gasoline. There's no question about that.
Definitely. Also, would like to remind everybody to keep those who have gone through hurricane disasters who are still trying to pull their lives back together from that, whether it's here, Puerto Rico.
Harvey played hell in Texas, and that hurricane, I forgot the name of it, that hit Puerto Rico, really tore them up. You know, the news media is acting like it's something new to go months without electricity. You know, folks, as long as electricity and hurricanes have been around, a major hurricane takes out electricity for months, period. It takes months to get it back. Three and I have gone through it, you know. News media is making it sound like it's a novel thing to be without electricity for months, but it's not. It's the same every time.
If you're not used to being without it, you know, and a lot of people aren't. They've kind of lost their survival skills on how to survive without it. So,
right.
You know, like I said, just keep these folks in your prayers through the holiday season. Also, keep the folks in California in your prayers who are going, have, and are still going through these wildfires out there. They've lost their
home. Yeah, it's falling out of the news cycle, but it's still going on big time.
Oh, yeah. There's many, lots and lots of homes lost. So these folks are going to be without their homes for the holiday season. So keep them in your prayers as well. And hopefully these wildfires will subside here soon before it can do too much more damage.
All right, we got a break, Lori.
All right, guys, we'll be back right after the break. We'll see you then.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. Just a quick reminder, if you can help RBN, go to their website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the little link there on the right-hand side to donate whatever you can, either a one-time donation or a monthly donation to help keep all the shows on the air and keep RBN up and going. I'd like to also say, I hope that all of our listeners have a very happy New Year's. At this moment, we're not sure if we'll be on the air next weekend because it is New Year's weekend. So if
yeah, the
not,
30th.
Right. So if we're not on the air on the 30th, I'm going to say it now. I hope that everyone has a safe and wonderful new year. And it's a prosperous new year for everyone. So I just wanted to put that out there because I don't think RBN has decided if we're going to be on the air that weekend or not. And if we're not, it will be another recorded show. But just know that you, all of our listeners, are in our hearts and our prayers that you guys have a safe and joyous New Year's as well as your Christmas. Anything you want to add, dear?
Well, yeah. Looking at our shows for next year, there are about three guests that I'm trying to get that are really good guests. I hate to mention some names because I don't want to get people's hopes up and then it not happen. You know, we normally do open lines every show, but there's two or three people that I'd really like to get on for at least an hour that I think will bring a lot to the show. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Okay.
I think people will be impressed if it happens. But other than that, no, I really don't got anything, Lori. You know, I hope people take time to visit ruralsurvival.info, and there's so much information there, and it doesn't cost anything.
Right. I do want, if our son is listening, they're in Georgia, to the show, I just want to wish him a happy birthday. His birthday is the 30th, so if we're not on next weekend.
31st.
Yes, I'm sorry, 31st. So happy birthday to you, Kelly. I hope you have a great day. And also a happy birthday to my sister down in Florida. Her birthday is the first of the year, so she is a New Year's baby. And for all of those of you who are having birthdays or anniversaries this holiday season, I wish you all the best that life has to offer. Other than that, it has been a pretty good show overall. I hope that we've been able
to... 2 hours.
Yes. I hope we've been able to answer some of your questions to your gardening needs this year. And if not, hey, if there's always next year, give us a call and we'll be glad to try and answer them then. Until then, this is Lori and Tim from ruralsurvival.info here on RBN. And we wish you all a joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep. Okay, folks, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.